Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. May I start by having your zip code so I can pull up your account?
Yeah, 30349.
And that was 30349?
49, yes.
Mm-hmm. You might have your first and last name.
Felicia Grundy.
And that was 30349?
Yes.
Will you spell that last name?
Grundy. I have the transaction numbers from my bank.
And that was
G as in girl, R as in Robert, U as in umbrella, N as in Nancy, D as in David, Y.
And will you spell your first name?
Felicia, F-E-L-I-C-I-A.
You said F-E-L?
Uh-huh, F-E-L-I-C-I-A.
Okay, just hold one moment. Okay, will you verify your shipping address?
6892 S. Deponer Street in Collins Park, Georgia, 30349.
Okay, I do see here. Just hold one moment. Okay, I do see here you have the Orchard Bar. How may I help you today?
All right. I have two charges. One, well, should have been for like $7.45. I didn't get the merchandise yet. Then I get another one for $49.97, and I didn't authorize that.
Okay, so basically you paid the $7.40. Well, they shipped it out to you. As a gift, you paid the step. Basically, you only had to pay the $7.45. They shipped it out to you as a gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store. And within 48 hours, they billed you for that membership.
I didn't ask for a membership. I need that canceled.
Okay, let's see.
And this is a membership to what?
Basically, the Orchard, it's for the online, it's an online store. It's for the online Factory Direct Savings Store.
No.
Okay, so what exactly is it that you want to do with the account?
I want it canceled, and I want my money back. I did not authorize that. All I was asking for was a 745 and say nothing about no membership. I don't need no membership. They don't even have to send me that merchandise. They can keep that, too, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, I've canceled out your account. And I have confirmation for you to write as well.
Am I going to get my money back, too?
What I can do is offer a 35% refund.
Oh, I need 100% because I didn't ask for that. And I'll be calling the Better Business Bureau, Consumer Affairs, and everything else. This is not something I want.
What I can do is offer you a 50% refund.
I need to talk to your manager because I'm not buying this. I don't want any of this. I didn't ask for it. I don't do no online ordering. This was a Home Depot for my services. and they had said I could get a free gift, and I picked that one gift, that was it. I don't need no membership to buy anything.
Okay, what I can do for you, I can offer you a 50% refund.
I need to talk to your manager. I need all my money back. This is not something that I use.
Okay, I did fully refund you, and it will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
And 100% of it?
I fully refunded you, and it will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. And then this thing for $7.45 is supposed to help reduce your electricity. Is that what that one is?
Yes, ma'am.
And they already mailed it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so when should I receive that?
It normally takes 3 to 5 business days, and I do have that confirmation for you to write as well.
Okay, I'll take that. And when did they mail it?
Wait, you should have already received it. Let me track it down for you. This was on January 31st. Okay, so it's showing that it was delivered on February 7th.
I didn't get anything yet. And here we are at the end of the month.
Okay, just hold one moment. I'm going to put it in for them to resend it out to you.
Okay. I don't know what happened. And if it winds up, another one comes, I'll just call and send it back. But I haven't gotten anything. Well, I didn't know what that was. I'm like, what is this?
Okay, so I put it in for them to resend it out to you. Is there anything else that I may help you with today?
No, that's it. Thank you very much.
Okay, and thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.